This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 29, 2008. Judgment against Moab and Damascus. The scripture is Isaiah 17, verse 7. In that day men will look to their Maker and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. Why is there such a litany of judgment in the book of Isaiah? Does God find delight in punishing nations that get out of line? In this passage, two additional nations are called up for divine judgment. The Moabites were descendants of Moab, the son born to Lot's oldest daughter, as a result of incest with her father. Moab's descendants had a long history as enemies of God and his people. They often succeeded in luring Israel into their idol worship and immorality. Damascus, the capital of Syria or Aram, was a divisive force in the ancient world, known for its ruthlessness and treachery. In Isaiah's time, it was one of the most fortified and proud cities of the world. Many Israelites quickly adopted the gods of Damascus. Both Moab and Damascus would receive their punishment, and with what result? In that day, writes Isaiah, people will look to their Maker and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. When life goes smoothly, people often forget God and begin to think they don't need Him. But in times of crisis, we receive a wake-up call. We look up and turn our eyes to the Holy One of Israel. Our world continues to know war and rumors of war. Pray that millions will not get caught in the despair of a life without God, but will look up to Christ, the Savior. Would you pray with me? Father, when we look around us, we see unbelief and immorality, and we can easily become lost and afraid. Help us to look to You, the true God, in whose name we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.